Where am I?
In the village.
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
Information. Information. You won't get it.
By hook or by crook, we will.
Who are you?
The new number two.
Who is number one?
You are number six.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Hi, this is Tony Tolato with a special series on Byte. And this is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity. To me, one of the basic tenets of humanity is the right of the individual to be who they are and to wake up every morning and say, this is me. So we're going to look at a series that stressed that, among other freedoms that maybe sometimes we take for granted. And the series is The Prisoner, that made an impact on me when I first saw it back in 1967. And it had a rebirth in the 80s with the arrival of home video. So we're going to start from the beginning and the first episode, Arrival. Following his resignation, a British agent wakes up in the village where everyone has a number. He meets a number two who wants information on why he resigned. The episode introduces us to the premise of the series as number two, played by Guy Dolman, shows the agent, now dubbed number six, around his new home. There is more on Byte, so stay tuned. Dissecting the episode, it starts with the sound of thunder. As pointed out by Pop Apostle, the sound of thunder could symbolize number six's anger. They also point out that his Lotus 7 that he drives has a license plate of KAR-120C. The C designates that it was issued in 1965. The parking garage where he drives into to resign, according to Pop Apostle, says it was under Hyde Park near Buckingham Palace. And number six's flat is at 1 Buckingham Palace. Once in the village, the cafe waitress wears a badge that is black instead of white. The different colors have appeared to be dropped in later episodes. Many more insights on Pop Apostle. During the episode, number six tries in vain to find out where he is, looking at an abstract map of the village with no details or clues to where he might be. His actions are under scrutiny of number two. He tries to escape and meets Rover, a white balloon that stops him from leaving. Behind the scenes, the Rover sound was developed by sound editor Wilf Thompson, using sources like a choir of monks, a recording of a screaming man, and an inner tube filled with shotgun pellets, according to the Prisoner episode-by-episode site. They had a robotic version of Rover that did not work on the cobblestone streets of Port Marion, which doubled as the village. More on the Prisoner episode Arrival in just a moment. Number six commandeers a helicopter, only to be stopped by remote piloting by the new number two. More on that later. The series interiors were shot at MGM Borenheim Studios, where, ironically, 2001 was also shot. Sets included the Green Dome interior, Number 6's cottage, and the hospital. The Prisoner episode-by-episode site on WordPress had this quote from McGoohan. "We just went a little further in certain areas," he said, of alterations to the work of script editor George Markstein and also sometime writer and director Dave Tomlin. "That great banner I was always waving around.
I will not make any deals with you. I've resigned. I will not be pushed, filed, stamped, indexed, briefed, debriefed, or numbered. My life is my own."
"Is it?"
"I wouldn't have done it if I couldn't have written that in." Speaking of the script, the first draft was completed by George Markstein, who Number Six ironically resigns in the opening sequence in that parking garage. He worked on it with David Tomlin, to which Patrick McGoohan further worked on it. So Number Two, played by Guy Dolman, had cracked ribs and only shot for 2 days. They used a body double until George Baker was brought in as the new Number Two. So there's no hidden meaning or mystery there. Some interesting observations from Reddit. This one is the king of dub. Just going to say again here that I believe the shopkeeper telling the lady, "Help yourself to a pineapple," is a coded way of him saying to her that a new arrival has entered the shop. Pineapples are an international symbol of welcome, and if she wanted a pineapple, she would have gotten it already. So there's no clear reason why he would have to say this if it wasn't some other significance. Light from a Dead Star also wrote on Reddit, "I always liked how the type of person Number Six is established on the opening credits. Before he even speaks, he defiantly walks through the way out door. Another thing that is oddly funny is how the village, despite being so totalitarian, actually encourages people to please walk on the grass." Some other observations from Light from a Dead Star. The shot of the typewriter typing the X into Number Six's photograph is actually typing H. The shopkeeper's badge changes from 19 at the beginning of the scene to 56 at the end. The two men who knock out Number Six in the opening show credits show up again at the old people's home and follow Six's taxi to Town Hall and then to the fountain. There are four Number 66. An old man by the fountain, Six's maid, the taxi driver whom Six runs from, and the captain chess player at the old people's house. The doctor says that Six's clothes were burned, despite the fact that they're given back to him in Fallout. Great thread on Reddit. And then there's Cobb, who Number Six meets at the hospital. Played by Paul Ennington, Cobb appears to be an old colleague who apparently jumps out of a hospital window. There's even a funeral for the so-called dead agent. At the end of the episode, spoiler alert, he appears very much alive. This could be a strong hint that everything in the village is not what it appears to be. And which side people are on can be a bit fuzzy. Besides this, the episode is pretty straightforward, with no strings to its later allegorical style. That will come.
Customizable podcast playlists, exclusive videos, special episodes like the Mix 100 podcasts selected by listener downloads. All this and more at Sci-Fi Talk Plus. And now, with 1,000 episodes, uncut, and a special offer for free lifetime access, now available until May 1st, click on the link in the show notes. No anonymous sign-ups are allowed.
And this is Byte Special, looking at The Prisoner Episode 1, Arrival. I'm Tony Tolato. Be seeing you.